Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, December the 7th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Yesterday, equity markets extended losses for the third day in another volatile session, a day before the outcome of RBI's Monetary Policy Committee meeting, although expectations are that the central bank will slow down the pace of hike, taking a cue from US Fed and the local inflation situation. At close, the Sensex was down 208 points at 62,626 and the Nifty slipped 58 points to 16,642. Amid weak global cues, the market started on a negative note and remained under pressure throughout the session. Last hour buying in PSU banks and FMCG names helped narrow the losses. There was no negative news in particular, but the market was kind of lackluster because investors probably just preferred to remain on the sidelines ahead of the MPC announcement. One couldn't really pinpoint why some stocks gained and others lost. Most moves looked like stock-specific plays. For example, BPCL, Tata Steel, Hindalco, Dr. Reddy's and UPL were amongst the biggest losers in the Nifty. The gainers were Adani Enterprises, HUL, Bajaj Auto, Nestle, Power Grid Corporation. So, an eclectic mix of stocks. On the sectoral front, the IT index fell 1.5% and metals and pharma indices were also down about 0.5%. The PSU bank index gained 1.26%, which was really the only bright spot. The BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices also ended in the red. Now, what to expect today? Well, technical analysts suggest that the market trend will be sideways as long as the index remains within this tight range of 18,600 to 18,800 band. A decisive move on either side will induce a directional move. But today, of course, one key thing to watch is the MPC outcome. It's unlikely that there will be any negative surprise. Several polls indicate the highest likelihood of a 35 basis point hike in repo rate. The next best vote is for 25 basis points hike, but I doubt the central bank will go in for a 25 basis point hike. For that matter, it should go for 25 basis point hike at all. And this is because of two reasons. One, the consumer inflation continues to remain elevated with the October number coming in at 6.7%. Most analysts predict inflation to stay above 6% for FY23. And the central bank too has projected 6.7%. What are the chances of the inflation trajectory changing radically anytime soon? Very, very slim. So one big plus is the decline in global commodity prices and crude prices. In fact, crude prices are now at levels below the levels assumed by the central bank as well as the government for their MAT. But there is still an air of uncertainty over crude prices, and that is really not in the central bank's control. That's the part of inflation that is dependent on global factors. Now, looking at local factors, core inflation continues to be stubbornly high and sticky. This is discomforting because this reflects the demand conditions locally, and calibrating this should very much be the central bank's focus. But if at all there is a reason why the central bank may swing towards dovishness, it may be to favor growth. The second quarter GDP numbers were very much in line with expectations, but then both economists and corporate commentary point to a slowdown. Sales volumes across several categories clearly indicate that rural demand is weak. This is something I have been highlighting in the last few podcasts also. Although the PMI or the Purchase Managers Index has been showing a reading above 50 and rising for the past several quarters, the sudden and unexpected slowdown in manufacturing in the second quarter is kind of perplexing. At this point, growth is still nebulous, and although global recession may not pose a significant risk to our growth, other risks, including geopolitical risks, the uncertainty around crude, all of this makes the outlook kind of hazy. In short, it is the growth considerations that may deter the central bank to take the lowest possible hike expectation of 25 basis points. There is also a third dimension to consider for the central bank, which is the yield differential between US and India, which is now at a decadal low. The narrow differential essentially means there isn't adequate margin of safety for foreign investors to come in when you consider the potential currency risk, considering India's excessive reliance on imports, especially crude. Although the government can change this equation by making changes in the tax laws that will make foreign investments tax efficient and attract big foreign flows, the government has so far rejected this proposal. That is why we are not getting included in the global bond index. Anyway, for now, my best guess is 35 basis point hike. The market is already expecting that. So this should not come as a surprise. Banks have seen strong momentum so far. In all likelihood, that trend should continue. So have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.